Sunday morning. So fucking gloomy outside, and it's going to get worse because I'm with Alexander Cassidy. How the fuck did you find me, and why do you hate me so much?
I think it was actually Jamie, your in quotes super fan, or as I like to call him, super faggot. I think he shared your podcast, or he was talking on your Facebook page or something, and I clicked it, and then ever since that horrible, horrible day, I've hated you.
Let me frame it for the people. Like, it's been a weird couple weeks where you popped up on a few of my people's radar, and they're like, I don't fucking like this guy. He's a dick.
Fuck him.
And I'm
Fuck
like, him. I'm like, nah, he's all right. He's just a fucking troll. But he's like, you, no shit, you crack me up more than a lot of people that I interact with on Twitter and Facebook. So I appreciate that. But you would be probably the only one, like, just super persistent, like hater that I have. And you don't really hate, like, because you actually, well, no, you listen to it, but that doesn't mean you like it, I suppose.
No, I do, actually. I do, like...
Well, don't ruin it, man. Come on.
I like 90% of the shows. That last show was fucking horrendous.
What about it was so bad?
It was just, like, two cackling hens who just were buying for fucking airtime, and they made no sense.
I hope they hear this and they crush you. I'm staying out of it for now.
You private messaged me and said yes, you agreed.
You're
as much to blame as me.
That's true. Let's just say this. I had had too much to drink to steer that beyond the or forget the lag with the phones and all that shit, but I was just like, you know what, I don't really know what we're doing. I'll just let them go for a while. And I'm glad you hated it. Fuck you.
What? I think Universal, even if critics were to review that show, they would probably condemn your podcast to the bowels of hell.
It's going there, you know, pretty soon.
The Blind Lawrence show was actually really good.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, that one was fun. I was feeling kind of bad about you know, asking such childlike questions, but it's like, fuck, I don't know how you do anything. I know it's stupid, but how do you do it, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I'm trying to figure out the vagina situation for him, so.
whether he has one.
No, the lack of around his head. He's very charismatic dude. They should have a pussy helmet, you know?
I don't even know what that means.
Of course you don't.
a pussy helmet? What the fuck is that?
It's like Conway Twitty. Like, that guy couldn't walk down a street without just vagina flying at his head, but he had the hair, the pussy helmet, to protect him.
Well done for the 1953 reference.
All right, let's structure this up a little bit, all right?
No, let's not.
you're super funny. One of the first things that we noticed we had in common was pro wrestling.
Yes.
On your Facebook bio, it says you work at WWE. That's not true,
no,
is it?
No, absolutely not.
Damn it. I was hoping it was true. are you just a big fan, or what's the deal? What's your love of
wrestling? Yeah, I'm such a huge fan. I started watching probably when I was about 5 or 6 years old. Like, back fucking Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, you know, that era.
Yeah.
Then I fell out of love with it. Just after the Attitude Era, no, just after the kind of the invasion angle.
Oh, yeah.
I think I fell out of love with it for a few years, and then maybe about 5 years ago, 5, 6 years ago, I got back into it in a big, big, big way.
What brought you back in? Because I remember I had the same thing. I tapped out earlier. I was like, fuck. I don't remember what exactly the tap out point was, but I missed like NWO. Like, I missed a huge chunk of stuff.
I missed
DX and all that stuff.
How could you miss DX? You've missed the great. That was Attitude Prime, Attitude Era. How the fuck could you miss that?
that was that era that I was just out. I had me and a couple friends where we watched it all the time. Like, we grew up with like Sting, Ric Flair, a little Hulk Hogan. I didn't really care about him. Andre the Giant I thought was badass. Ultimate Warrior I thought was badass. So similar eras, but I don't know how long I was out, but I missed a lot. And actually, what brought me back was Stone Cold. So
that is DX. That's the same fucking either.
No, but still, I missed something else. Like when the beginning of the invasion stuff, for some reason, I fell out. And then, like, when the time I came back, everything was back to one, like, there was no more WCW. It was only WWE. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I missed some weird middle chunk there.
Yeah, you missed something horrendous.
I know. What's your favorite thing now about it?
I actually don't know. For a while, for a year and a bit there, it got pretty stale. But since the Daniel Bryan, The Shield, The Wyatts, the Divas division getting somewhat better again, it seems to be kind of edging back to maybe the old glory days, but maybe not.
I enjoy it now just because I feel like I enjoy watching the struggle of what they're trying to do with their talent, and then the weird bullshit that they do on the side, like bringing back Batista and making Brock, you know, the streak ender and all that kind of stuff. Like, what? I know you look at everything you watch with like just this comb of hatred to, like, you know, drag out everything, every little bit of thing that you could totally smash and hate.
No, I don't. It's just you.
When you watch wrestling, like, what do you hate about it?
The bullshit fucking mid-card stories. They're trying to build a mid-card and they can't. The squash guys, like, they try to bring up Jack Swagger, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, Damian Sandow. They put, they kind of tether them on the main event, like, fucking angle, and then they just crush them and now they're stuck in fucking hell when they can't even get decent feuds. Right. It's just, they're ruining some really good talent.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, do you ever listen to Stone Cold's podcast?
No, that's the GRs, though. GRs is actually really good.
Okay, yeah. One thing that he mentioned that I feel like they don't know how to do anymore, and maybe it's because of the talent, or maybe it's because they're trying not to be so super edgy like they were back in the Attitude Era, but they don't know how to sell a match anymore. Like, when was the last time you were, like, really excited about a pay-per-view that wasn't WrestleMania?
Oof. Probably Royal Rumble, but that's just the staple of WWE. Everybody loves the Royal Rumble,
right? But I just feel like they don't know how to do those big long build-ups where every week me and my dad would sit there and, like, we were just wanting, you know, Undertaker to get smashed with a chair or, you know, something. You want the payoff finally, and they would drag this shit out for 10, 13 weeks. You know,
yeah. But even if they do, they maybe do that great build-up maybe for one match, but the rest of the fucking undercard, or the rest of the card, is bullshit. So you get five matches that's pretty much meaningless, and then one that you say, yeah, this is what I'm looking forward to.
Right.
I don't know. They need to try and build up, like, they need to try and build up the roster again and try and get maybe new writers in or something to try and they need to put Raw back to 2 hours. This 3-hour Raw is killing everyone.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Because it's basically 2 hours, and then the other hour is like replays of what's happened in the first hour. they just re-show the same bullshit I've been watching for fucking, that we've seen at the start of the show. It makes no sense.
What about TNA? Do you ever get on board with that?
Yeah, I actually quite like TNA. I don't watch it religiously week in, week out, but I'll drop in and out every now and again. I've been to two live TNA shows.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask you if you've ever been to a live one.
Yeah, yeah. When was it? January? And the big new venue called the Hydro in Glasgow, the TNA done two TV tapings. So that's the first ever TV taping I've ever been to.
Oh, cool.
But it was pretty much a fucking clusterfuck. The Titantron didn't work, so you couldn't see any. Just, they were doing backstage segments, but the Titantron was fucked. All you could hear was audio, and people looking at each other was, what's actually happening here? All you could hear was, like, I think Abyss and Eric Young were fighting, and all you could hear was, for five fucking minutes, and then they clatter down the fucking the entranceway, and then they start fighting, but you don't know what's happened before it.
How funny. Jesus. I've only gone to two. Have you ever met any wrestlers?
No. Yeah, I've met them, like when they've been has-beens, you know, like they do, like, the indie shows.
Yeah.
I've met D'Lo Brown, the Honky Tonk Man, Mick Foley, Who else? That's the kind of big ones, really.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Mick Foley was awesome.
I've told this story before, but one time I was in Vail, Colorado with me and three friends. We went to a Thunder taping. This was a long-ass time ago. And the big draw then was, I think it was the what were Benoit, Malenko, and all those guys called?
I actually don't know. I didn't watch WCW. We didn't actually get it. We got later in like WCW before WWE bought them over. They started showing them on TV, but we didn't really get WCW over here in the UK.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll fast forward it then. The event's over. Me and my boys are trying to get out of the parking lot, and there's this huge fight that breaks out. And the guys that I'm with are just, they're just problem dudes, you know. They like punching people and getting in fights, even if it's not theirs, you know. So they fucking just jump out and run over there and pile on with these other idiots. Well, I'm kind of just like creeping along, and all of a sudden I hear like a big like bam on my hood, and I slam on the brakes, and I almost like took out William Regal at the knee because I wasn't watching. Yeah, he had his fucking bag and he's coming out to the car. It was pretty cool.
I fucking love William Regal.
And it was before his big last push that he had too. So it was like he was kind of like nobody cared about him, but I thought he was badass, you know.
Yeah, he's one of those old school fucking wrestlers. Like, he started in, like, over here, it was the World of Sport Wrestling, and it's, like really fucking like, the 60s and 70s and, like, mid-80s. It was, like, real just fucking shit British wrestling. But I've seen like, old shows, and you see him as a young guy, and he came up through the shit. So he has done fucking tremendously well for where he came from.
Right. And I'm glad he got that little run at the end, because he always felt like he was like there's a ton of guys that are, you know, workhorses that never get that big push, and I'm glad he got it. So
I think he's gonna have he will take over from Jerry Lawler as a color commentator.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you ever watch it, probably not because you're fucking an idiot. do you watch NXT?
You know what? I don't have any cable, so anything I have to look at online. God. I don't watch NXT.
Right. Well, he's basically one of the main announcers on there, so, and he's actually really fucking good.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. I got a tweet here from Bose Trilliums. Apparently, he finds that the Undertaker Mankind cage match was the shit. He's asking, will there ever be an event that eclipses that match?
The fucking Mick Foley Undertaker, the infamous leap off the cell, probably not. That was one of those kind of high spots. Same way that the Shane, you ever remember Shane McMahon? I probably don't.
Yeah,
jumping
yeah.
off the top of the Titantron onto the Big Show.
Yeah, crazy.
That match was actually fucking a solid match. Shane doesn't get enough credit for the in-ring work he done. He was fucking really good. But as this
fucking balls kid, on that kid too. I mean,
yeah, he was trying. I think he was trying to prove himself to the guys in the back, and I think he eventually did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a bummer that he's not around it anymore, because when he was in it, he was... you just hated him, you know? Like, when he was a heel, you were like, ah, this fucking guy. And like he was great, though.
Yeah, but he feud with X-Pac and stuff like that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I keep forgetting about all that shit.
But I don't think that, like, those kind of big marquee wow moments will come. There might be one every now and again, but there hasn't been one for at least as 5-6 years at least.
Right.
There has, but probably one of the best matches probably CM Punk John Cena.
Yeah.
When Punk won the title and in quotes his contract run out, that was probably one of the best matches for a very long time. Hmm. That was kind of big wow moment, but not really nothing more ever. I don't think anyone ever surpass the old fuck value of Mankind Taker in the cell.
Right. Right now, like, who, if you could write a storyline, like, who would you make the push for right now?
Push. Oh, who would you push? I think they're pushing the right guys right now. They're pushing Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Ambrose, the Wyatts, even though I think Luke Harper and Eric Rowan will eventually just fade away to nothing, because Bray Wyatt will just be the main guy. But Roman Reigns, he's obviously going to be the next face of the WWE. So I think with this feud with Evolution and Shield, it'll eventually culminate in maybe a one-on-one match against Triple H. Roman Reigns, and then that'll be him pushed into the fucking big main event picture.
Right on. That makes sense. All right, pro wrestling. Shit. What's your favorite? Like, I was thinking about it last night. My favorite pro wrestling moment that I still will go back and watch the YouTube video of it a lot was, I want to say 2003, No Way Out, Eric Bischoff against Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why?
Because it was a big return match, and he's my favorite guy, so.
Yeah.
I love that you're just like,
It's fucking. You
scratching that Stone... awful beard of yours, just in that fucking.
Fuck. Head. Oh. Fuck. Fucking racially ambiguous cunt. but there's so many fucking great Stone Cold matches, and you pick fucking Stone Cold Eric Bischoff.
I think it was just, you know what? I don't know. I know it's real. It's gay, but every time I hear the glass break, I get chills.
Yeah, but he's fine.
It doesn't matter which one it really is, as long as he's coming through. I love everything he did. So.
Yeah, probably my favorite Stone Cold was the WrestleMania against Shawn Michaels.
Oh yeah,
with Mike Tyson.
Yep.
That's probably the fucking the match I've probably watched the most again and again, because that was like when I was really, really, really hooked. That was, I remember that being the first kind of big WrestleMania that I was really excited for, because like Stone Cold had been knocked down and he tried to be screwed over by DX and shit, and then Mike Tyson, the fucking, who was at that time probably one of the most recognizable men on the planet because he was fucking, because who he was.
Right.
And it brought an outside, like, news shit were covering it, even over here. Fucking the news were covering fucking wrestling. It's unheard of.
Oh, really? It was on the real news there?
Yeah. Yeah. How funny. It was because he was world champion and because he was such a name about him that it was fucking huge.
How brilliant is Vince McMahon to, like, scope that shit out? I mean, from the beginning, he's always, you know...
He's always got the celebrities, the big fucking... Even Muhammad Ali at fucking WrestleMania and stuff like that.
And sometimes... Sometimes it falls in each shit. Like, he, you know, he'll have the guys from fucking Psych or whatever dumb USA show. And they're like, hey, they're in the front row. Like, nobody gives a shit. It's not the same thing. But does get it, like... Let me think. What was the other one? The Floyd Mayweather?
Mayweather, yeah. Big Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a huge
one. And to think, fucking, that was years and years ago, and to think Mayweather's still fucking boxing, still number one.
Yeah, I hate him.
how can you hate Floyd Mayweather? He loves to beat a woman. How can you hate a man that loves to beat women?
He doesn't like hitting chicks, he loves it.
He will punch a bitch in the face and not care. The man is a legend.
That's true. All right. You're gonna give me a crash course here. You're a big real football fan, soccer.
Yes. Not fucking wearing fucking pads and helmets like fucking big pussies. I'm actually going to an NFL game.
What? Why?
Yeah, because my friend loves. Well, two of my friends love NFL. Three of my friends actually, and know how they came over to Wembley.
Okay.
So in September, I'm going to see Miami Dolphins versus the Oakland Raiders. Ugh. At Wembley.
A terrible game.
I couldn't tell you. I know who they'll play. I know they both are, so... I don't...
Again, I hope you fall down the stairs when you go to that, but...
Thank you.
Explain to me, like... Because here's the other thing. You're a big soccer fan, but you're also a degenerate gambler. I've never known... I don't know how to gamble on sports, so explain to me what happens when you gamble on soccer and why you lose your shit every 2 weeks.
I made quite a lot of money this weekend.
Is that because right?
I made a fair amount, but not enough. I fucking lost a lot last weekend, but I made some of it back this weekend.
So walk me through it.
What do you want? No, you.
Well, what do you bet on? Obviously, you bet on like who's going to win and the point spread and all that kind of stuff. But then, like, what else is there?
What's points? You don't get point spreads.
Oh no!
What's a point spread?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I know that's some kind of American football term. I don't know what that fucking is.
Okay, my child mind says, like, if you're betting on a sport, you just bet on the team you want to win. Like, there's no other variable. That's what I want you to tell me about.
But no, here, no.
What?
It used to be, like, maybe 15, 20 years ago, that's what it was. Either bet the home team, the away team, or the draw. Okay. But now with online gambling, you can fucking basically bet on anything. How many corners, how many free kicks, how many red or yellow cards, minus, like, handicaps, like, team A minus a goal, if you think they'll win minus a goal, but it's fucking, you can bet absolutely anything. You can actually bet who fucking kicks off the match. You can
bet. How do those things pay off, though?
A lot of people I know make quite a bit of money out of in-play bets. It's not my thing. I prefer just betting teams to win or lose.
Oh, so that's all you do?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, you just seem like, well, of course, I'm making assumptions because I just know you from online, but it kind of seemed like you were, you know, kind of like a pro and like really down the rabbit hole on those side bets.
No, I'm not a pro. I'm a fucking, yeah, most of Britain, like males of a certain age, gamble on football. You go to the betting off, the betting.
Just tell yourself that, it's fine.
It's true.
Right. You don't have a problem, it's fine.
I know I have a problem. Fuck off, Trevante.
I asked on Facebook yesterday, like, what the most brutal loss. Like, I put up on there, I went to Vegas. I've only been to Vegas, like, twice when I've been of age. And it's not my thing. I don't care for it. But one weekend we went there, and this was back in the days of the existence of sit and go Texas Hold'em, meaning, you know, if I have $100 and there's a chair, I can buy in for my $100. I can play as long as I want, and then I can go whenever I want, right?
Yeah. We get them over here in these casinos over here.
But now anymore in Vegas and pretty much anywhere, it's all tournament style. Like, they don't do that sit and go stuff. Like, you got to buy into a tournament and you got to play till you win or lose, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I just don't have the stamina. Like, I want to play cards for like 2 hours, 3 hours, have a few drinks, and then I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't know. How do you guys go for a day or 2 days and play tourney style like that?
Yeah, but I was about 20 when I was heavy into poker. Like, I was in tournaments and shit like that, but I was never in it. At the home games, I was fucking pretty good. No, it was just your friends. I was pretty good, but when you would go up to like some of the big casinos and actually play against people who know how to play, I was fucking awful. Remember, that's what I'm talking about. As you were saying, one of those second goal games. One night, we were up in Glasgow, and I was fucking, we went out for hours and hours, and I thought, fuck it. Everybody went back to the hotel and goes, and I went, okay, I'm going to go to the casino for an hour or so just to kind of unwind.
Yeah.
So I go play a blackjack for a little while, and then I see one of the seats open up at the poker, and I proceeded to lose a lot of money. and I lost like a big chunk, and they have the cash machines inside the casino, but they charge you to take your money out.
Right.
So I went and proceeded to take more money out and lose it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, I lost quite a bit. That's probably my biggest loss, like, that night at the casino.
So mine was over the course of, like, 4 days. First day, I played some sit and go. I played maybe 6 or 7 hands. I won $150. I'm like, sweet, I'm out. So I, next night, come down, sit down. And I had a hand. I had like, 3 of a kind, maybe. And right. I had just sat down. It's like, third hand in. The board was awful. So I was like, you know what, fuck it. I had like 100, I think, on the table. So I went all in on like the sixth hand. And there was this Chinese gal across the way, and she was like destroying everybody. I don't know
how King Kong! Deal! We want deal! We take your money, Travante! You go home now!
Now picture this. Like, okay, you know, big poker table. There's probably 12 of us sitting down. There's this Chinese gal she has to have $4,000 in front of her, compared to, like, you know, I had 100. There's a couple people, maybe 1,000, you know. And the weird part was that she had like 4 guys like sitting behind her. And I'm like, how the fuck is this okay? You know, like, I don't know if they're talking to each other. Like, they weren't like, you know, whispering to each other or anything like that. But how do I know that they're not helping her? You know?
Yeah.
because she was murdering. Like, she won every hand that I was at and at that table at that time. But I went all in. She had full house, maybe. I can't remember what she had. So I lost that. But on the way out, I throw some money in a video poker, and I win $200. So it kept like I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down. Well, then, like, the last 2 days, it was like you said. And, you know, luckily they have a limit on how much money you can take out every day.
All right. That's actually really, really
nice good. Of them.
Yeah. Why would they do that? That's idiotic. on their part, that's fucking dumb.
I think it's a moral.
The law. Or maybe it's a law.
I don't know. I feel like it's like their little moral contribution to your, like, the end of your life right now. But yeah, $500 limit a day, but I ended up losing almost $2,000 in that week chasing it. So pretty
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, I think that night, I lost about fucking £500 in about 3 hours, which I knew is money about maybe $900.
That's a rough walk home, huh?
Not really. Well, I was fucking drunk. I had to walk to the fucking hotel. And I couldn't remember where it was. So I was walking about a rain in Glasgow, dejected, penniless, and not having a fucking clue where I was going. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
You were picked up by a very nice gentleman who took you in a van to his house and turned you out for 2 months.
He fucked my hiney. I've never told anyone that. This is like counselling. Maybe I won't kill myself now.
I like how I didn't have to do any digging on that one though. You were just lost, and then I was like, "Oh, somebody came and saved you," and you're like, "You just break down and let it all out."
Yeah. Oh no! He raped me. He raped me.
All right. I feel like we should maybe touch on our mutual love of Opie and Anthony.
Yay! Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Now we can really shut bond. Shut up.
How'd you find those guys?
You know Laszlo that's usually on the show, him that makes the GTA games?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I listened to his fucking show. Like, I don't know the history. He had a weekly show in New York. Fuck. About 2005 or something. And I used to listen to his show, like, download the show after he'd done it. And I heard, like, he played clips from ONA. So then I fucking just started listening to ONA. They're amazing.
I'm a big Norton fan forever. Like, I'm trying to think of the first time I ever heard him. It had to have been the half hour HBO special. Not the Monster Rain one, but the one.
The one after or before?
Before, I think. It was like
before,
it was,
yeah, yeah.
The series with, it was him, Louis, Patrice, and like six others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And I'm trying to think of the first bit. Because once I've, like, every time I would Google Norton, it would come out Opie and Anthony. I'm like, why the fuck do they keep talking about this? And then they had him, or no, he had them in the audience on the Down and Dirty series.
Yeah, and they thanked him and shit.
Yeah, so finally I YouTubed him, and I think the first thing I ever saw of them was a bunch of the animated shorts, and it was the one that was talking about how Lance Bass came out as gay, and ever since that, I've been totally hooked.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it, they're tremendous. That you listened, like, to the past week's shows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. See when Jim Norton was, Kid Norton was Louis C.K. on the phone to Lady Di? That was quite odd. I was crying. You are a fat cunt. You are a cunt pig. Marion is a cunt. You shit yourself. You shit yourself for no heroin. It's fucking, it was amazing. I was actually in tears.
Alex CK. Who's your favorite stand-up?
There's many. Over here, Billy Connolly obviously is a fucking icon over here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's been. Is he big over there? I don't know.
I feel like comedy fans, he's as big as he should be. For like casual, just, you know, entertainment sponges. I don't know if he's that huge. You know.
Yeah, over here he's fucking, he's the basically the god of fucking.
He's so funny when he's on ONA too.
Yeah, yeah, he's unbelievable. I always wanted to see him live. He's still, hopefully one day I'll get to see stand-up live.
Have you been to any live stand-up?
Yeah, yeah, fucking hundreds. Jim Jeffries, numerous occasions.
Nice. Have you ever drank with him?
Never, never, never.
Get in there, what are you doing?
No, he's gave it up now, is he not?
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah. I've seen Bill Burr twice over here. I went to... When was it, last year, earlier this year? With Jamie? To see Bill Burr?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we went to see Bill Burr together. He's funny. A lot of his... Not a lot. Small parts of his act don't work over here. Like, because he talks about, like, some like, dumb shit, American shit, like... But he kind of just fobs it off and goes, oh, yeah, you don't understand.
Do you remember, like, a specific one? I know he's talked about that, but, like...
No, I can't remember.
All right.
You can never remember stuff from stand-up shows.
If it's good, you don't, because you're laughing and you can't record it.
Yeah, you always try to tell your friends about fucking jokes, and you always ruin them. You always ruin jokes. Yeah, there was a guy in the... And you had to be there. It went to the bullshit. Oh, you had to be there.
very, very similar sentiment for Colin Quinn. We saw him, it was already last year, last January, February. He was doing the beginning of the Unconstitutional Tour.
And I would love to see that.
Dude, it's so funny that I don't remember any of the jokes. The only thing I remember from, because we saw it in Aspen, which is a really bizarre crowd for that material, because it's very political and very, you know, 1%-ish sounding. And,
yeah, yeah.
The people that were there to see him were not, you know, the billionaires and millionaires that live in Aspen, but just the Ham and Eggers people that live there.
Yeah, the workers.
Yeah. So it was a weird, I don't know, it was a weird idea, but like I said, I can't remember one joke because it's funny through and through, so.
Yeah, all the comedians they get at ONA are fucking great.
I love it. All my favorite guys, too.
Yeah, fucking Bob Kelly. I fucking love Bob Kelly. See, when you get Bob Kelly and Voss on a show together, it's fucking comedy gold. they just fucking... He's fucking dumb. I love him. See, do you remember that bit where he fucking gave out his password to everything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just listened to that. If you go on... podcast and go to Opie and Anthony. They have an hour or 2 hours that they throw up every week now, and it's all like archival stuff. And what he's talking about is they were talking about Twitter and stuff like that, and like, what's your Twitter handle? And he's like comedian 23 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it turns out that was like his universal password for like email,
for fucking
Facebook,
everything, banks. MySpace. Yeah,
gave it out over the air.
People are just fucking, they're posting fucking horrendous things on his Twitter.
That's fucking so funny, man.
Liking all the fucking gay pages, gay sex USA stuff. What? Fucking genius.
Goddamn Voss. Oh my god. I got two more.
Shut up, Javante. My teeth are dry. People are not going to understand this fucking reference.
There's a few that like you throw in like a chip or something like that. They enjoy it.
I can't do the chip voice. I've tried. I can't do it well either.
But pretty much people know what I'm trying to hurt them with. So, two more things. I wanted to ask you quickly about the. Apparently, you're done with this crusade, but you were not drinking for a while.
Because I wasn't going to drink last night, but it was a big football, or you say soccer game yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went up. I don't. What do you want me to explain it, Travanti? I don't know.
Well, why'd you stop in the first place? What made you go like, maybe I should reel it in a little bit?
Because it wasn't healthy. Staying up for fucking days on end partying is not good for the body or the soul, and definitely not the fucking mind. Partying for days is hard work, and it's not good when you're getting older. When I was like 20, 21, I could fucking go for like go out drinking 3-4 nights in a row. I can't do that now. I go out drinking one night and I need like 2 days to recover.
Right. No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's awful. But going to get drunk tomorrow night, Trevante.
What's tomorrow night?
I'm going to a show, as you would say.
What do you mean, what is it called over there?
A concert, a gig. We call it gigs.
Right. Yeah, I like a gig.
I'm going to a long-awaited gig I've been looking forward to for a very long time.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes!
Yeah!
I fucking love Miley Cyrus with all my heart.
Let's get into this. We also have a mutual love for the same amount of trashy whores. Am I right on that?
I don't know. Possibly.
Well, you don't hate Farrah Abraham, right? How great is she?
Yeah, I detest her. I detest her.
All right, never mind.
I wish she was decapitated at birth.
No, I disagree. Then I would never have saw the porno.
It's not good. It's not that great.
I don't know. She was nice to me, so now I go like, oh, you know, I can tag what I know about her to this, and it's a nice relationship.
Did you see the second porno?
No. I've only seen the first one, I think.
No, the second one's even... Don't watch the second one. It ruins everything. It's her in a sex swing, and it's just... It's very, very, very awkward.
I've never seen anybody be sexy in one of those, so...
Maybe a paraplegic.
Have you ever had sex with a paraplegic?
No, I've always wanted to.
I'm going to tell you right now, me too.
You're a horrible man.
You're a terrible person. Fucking
no, I'm not.
Piece
no,
of
I'm
shit.
Not. No, I'm not.
What do you really think about Jamie Wilson?
He's actually quite a cool guy in real life. in real life, he's actually really a really nice, cool guy. I've been to a couple of gigs with him.
Damn it.
We don't socialise, really.
I thought you were going to smash him a little bit, but...
No, I'm a lovely person. I wouldn't bash it. I wouldn't bash anyone. We were talking about Miley Cyrus. My princess.
Yeah, what is it about her?
I don't know. I actually really like her music. Is that wrong?
No, I'm the same way with like Lady Gaga.
I love Gaga. That new album of Gaga's was fucking awful though.
I never listened to it.
It's not good. Born This Way was a fantastic album, but
is she done? You think?
Yes, 100%. I think she'll try some outlandish new trick or stunt, but she's last week's news. They've moved on to Miley Cyrus. And Miley won't last forever. She'll get maybe 3-4 years at it. Then she'll be done. Then it'll be the next fucking train wreck. It's a vicious cycle, Luke. You had fucking Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and then now you've got fucking Katy Perry, Gaga, Cyrus. It's a vicious cycle with these fucking mostly talentless holes. Miley's not talentless, though. She's a wonderful... She's a wonderful human being.
I agree. And it's kind of sad that cycle is like so much shorter now. Like, remember back, like, how long was Britney relevant? Long time. You know,
she not come on this year about 97 or 98 or something.
Yeah, but she kept it going till like what, 04, 05? I mean,
she dropped out for a few years. Then she came back with that song Toxic.
Oh God.
And then she got big again. Then she lost the plot and shaved her head.
A great moment in history.
Yeah.
I want to thank you too for bringing me back with the whole the Nick Cave thing. Like every couple months I just forget that I had all that shit. And when you brought it up that he had a new record coming out and a tour coming out, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even know.
Yep. Push the Sky Away. Fantastic album. I just listened to it today for some reason.
I can't stop listening to it.
It's fucking... What's your favorite song?
Oh shit. I hate to be such a hack from you, especially, but probably Higgs Boson.
Yeah, it's the best song on the album.
Love it.
It's just fucking amazing.
And I think we're gonna go.
How did you? Wait. How did you say that? Higgs what?
Higgs boson.
No, it's Higgs boson.
Whatever.
Do you even know what it's named after?
Yeah, the collider.
The Hadron Collider, yes, yes. You're not completely fucking dumb.
No, I am, but I had to look that one up.
Did you? Oh my god, that's...
No. I had to look like Higgs boson blues, like how could that be, how could a song be correlated to, you know, particle smashing? I wasn't sure. I wanted to get a little bit of info there.
You're very deep, Travanti. You're very, very deep. fucking faggot.
Speaking of faggot, do you believe in love, sir?
Love, yes, of course.
How's your love life going?
Oh, dead. It's dead in the water.
Why? You think it's because of your beard?
No. Yeah. No. But because I'm a horrible, horrible human being. I'm very brash and out there.
I can't help but be curious, like, what kind of a person wants to spend time with you.
That's horrible. You're a horrible human being. I'm gonna fucking kill myself. You horrible person. Nah, don't do that. That was my attempt at crying. I'm not good. I'm terrible.
What do you look for in a partner? I don't really know what you are. I don't know if you're straight or gay or whatever.
Yeah, I'm straight. So a female.
You are straight?
Yes.
Can I tell you something? Like, I love rehashing things that don't matter. Can I tell you something?
You thought I was like, I'm a fucking sexual.
No, listen to me. Like, this was months ago. I don't even know exactly when, but I feel like you did like a bit of a vague post about like how you were gonna finally speak up and tell someone how you felt or whatever. And I remember because I commented, or like you said, like you threw something out there and, or you put yourself out there about something, and I'm like, oh, like did he say yes? Or like implying that you were asking a man out on a date.
I don't even remember that.
Well, you didn't respond, and I'm like, oh shit, is he really gay? And all this time, I've just had it in back of my head that maybe you were. So
this is not good for my street cred, Travante. fuck, a fucking dumb American from, where are you from? Denver. I don't know. Some fucking dumb American thinks I'm a homosexual. Because I put something vague on Facebook, I'm a fucking homosexual. You fucking... Are you any idea how fucking idiotic that sounds?
I didn't say it was a valid point, I just said it's something that's been running around.
You, my friend, are a fucking idiot. Set the record straight, I am a heterosexual male with the love for trannies. That's not gay, though. I feel like trans. It's not gay. It's not gay, Travante. It's not gay. It's not, it's not gay. It's not gay.
Do you have an actual love of trannies, or is that just a thing to
No, I don't. No, I actually do like trannies. I like the way they look. Most trannies are better looking than women. That came out horribly wrong. I Holy fucking shit. Dug a horrible hole, and then I'm going to fill it with tranny cock.
Would you actually consider dating one of these folks?
Probably not.
One of those people.
One of those people. Probably not. It would scare me.
Okay.
Because I would. I know. I just go. Let me see your cock, and it would. It would be a horrible first date. Just what? Free having dinner. Let me see your cock. I would cause a horrible fucking scene in a lovely restaurant.
I like... That's the best part. Like you made the effort. You made a reservation. You're all dressed up.
And I can't... I just
couldn't
need...
Hold it, couldn't hold it together.
I need the cock. Soundbite that, Travante. Soundbite that.
I have yet to do that to anybody, even though there's been a few gems, etc.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
in the moment, okay. When I interviewed a super fan Jamie Wilson, he said,
"Super faggot." Name, call him Super Faggot Jimmy Wills.
He said, et cetera, a lot.
No,
and
no.
In the moment, I was catching it, and I could have, you know, said something.
You should have fucking bashed him, but you obviously try to be a nice guy. We need to turn this show edgy, Trevante. You need to go edgy.
Well, I thought this was going to be the one, but this has been like a total ball wash. We're like, yeah, we grew up with the same wrestlers, and you know.
This is a getting to meet you phone call or Skype call. That's the first time I ever used Skype. I don't even know what's happening.
Well,
I used to use MSN was the fucking game. Like this, we like next one we need to do from this is MSN now, is it not? MSN bought Skype.
Maybe.
Yes, they did. Why? They did. I don't know.
Seems dumb.
MSN bought Skype, or yeah, Microsoft bought. I think Microsoft bought Skype.
I'm gonna change the subject because I'm looking at a picture of Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh my god!
Who's she played by? Emilia Clarke.
Emilia Clarke. Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen.
What are your thoughts on her, sir?
She's possibly the hottest woman to ever walk the earth.
What would you do to get a sniff of that?
Probably cut off my left leg. She's unbelievable. No, it also is hot. The ginger sister.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I love redheads. No, you know, don't take it.
Oh, Trevante.
She's good.
You coming on to me, you fucking homosexual.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like you seem very nice. I feel like you're kind of lost in your neighborhood.
Show me your cock. I can't. What's her name again? I can't even remember that. Her new name's Sophie something in real life. But what's her fucking Stanza? Sansa Stark. Yeah, that's her.
Do you remember a while back when I posted the? It was like a red carpet thing when it was Joffrey's wife. But she had shaved half her head. Remember that?
Oh my god, she's amazing. What's her name? I can't even remember her name.
I don't know her name either. But I saw that, I was like, oh come on, man.
Let me Google this. What, do you not like the shaved head?
No, I loved it.
All right. Okay. We're on the same page. I can't even. What's the character name?
Oh fuck, I don't know.
Oh my god.
Joffrey's wife.
Joffrey. I'm googling. Joffrey's wife, Game of Thrones. Right, here we go. Who is it? Oh my god. Wikipedia's.
Oh, hey, hang on.
Chop. Jaime Cersei, Jaime Sansa, Eddard. Margaery Tyrell!
Shit, sorry about that. Did you find it?
Did you have an abortion? Yes. Her name is... her name is Marjorie Tyrell in the show. Who is she played by? She is played by... Why is Wikipedia awful? Natalie Dormer.
There you go.
That's her. She's amazing.
Now Google again, Natalie Dormer shaved head, and you're welcome.
Have you watched? I forgot she had like nude scenes in the second series.
What?
Rewatch the second series.
Fuck.
Second season. Because I've been rewatching them again. Like from first, just to kind of catch back. Well, not to catch up, but to watch it again. And she like has like two or three nude scenes.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, there's.
I love how this is completely devolved from conversation to just you, me and you just being creepy.
Just be googling shaved. Bald woman. She's 32.
There you go.
How is she 32?
I don't know. She looks good, though. We've already gone almost an hour. You believe that?
Yeah, so?
I'm trying to
Let's
think
keep
of...
going.
You want to keep going?
Is it a strict hour? Are we...
People like the strict hour because it's a
bite-sized chunks.
Not so much that, it's an actual, like, a data thing over here. I don't know how it works with, like, the mobile over there, but, like, they have data limitations here. And if, I don't think this happens very often, but if the file is over 50 megabytes, they have to have Wi-Fi to download it. So
it's, all right. it's just that, you know, sucks.
Convenience fact. So
right, so are we ending now, Trevante?
No, we don't have to end now. I was just going to think about a last story.
We'll have a last story, right? And then we will have a follow-up show in a few weeks.
Oh, this
weeks.
Is not the last time. We're going to do this a lot, I think.
Yes, yes. More than Jamie's going to be on the show, because he was on about 9 years ago, and he still hasn't come back on.
I haven't asked him to.
Exactly. No wonder.
What are you talking about? God.
Oh, nothing.
You're an asshole.
Yes, I am, Trevante. You're just realizing that.
How do you pick up women? Like, for real?
Horribly. charm. I have, like, we call it, how do you say over there? We call it patter over here. Like charm, like, how do you, personality.
Okay.
That's, yeah, because you've got to be funny. I'm a hilarious person. I'm hilarious.
You really do crack me up.
Yeah, because I'm real, Trevante. I'm real. This could be the people could look back in 10 years' time, and this could be the first show. This could be the revolution. The Alex featuring Trevante show, and it's going to take over the worldwide airwaves.
I'm down.
Syndrome.
Oh my god, I love a good recycled joke. Thank you.
Yes, but no one heard it because we done it on Facebook, so it's not recycled. It's the fucking magic of podcasts.
My day job decided to give away a
fire break. You.
Shit, can you? Best of luck on your future endeavors.
They looked in your fucking computer and they found hours of child pornography. Continue.
Oh, fuck. My day job decided to give away some sweet Sean White
Edge
signature. What is wrong with you? Tourette's hour now.
I like to finish your sentences with funny things. Right, continue. I swear I won't interrupt.
You're all right. Continue. And you kind of threw your hat into the conversation. Do you remember how that went down?
Well, I shouted out. I couldn't hear the question.
My day job decided to give away some pretty sweet Sean White sunglasses.
Oh my god, yes. Yes, and, I remember this.
Do you remember how that went down?
Why did I not win? Right.
I'll finish this story with how you didn't win. You did.
The sponsors probably weren't happy. Yeah, so you posted this competition about sunglasses, so you had to take pictures of your old sunglasses. What a fucking awful competition. And I don't know how the ball started rolling, but you... Should we mention, was it not that Sean White guy or something?
Right.
That ginger guy.
Which you didn't know who that was, right?
No, I kind of did because it was the Winter Olympics about that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I seen him a lot on TV, and he's like the kind of, he revolutionised the sport or something. Yeah, but, so you, I don't know how it happened, but eventually, you dared me or I dared myself.
Now, here's what happened. I go, Sean White, who the fuck is that?
Shut up. Are you saying I'm horrible at telling stories?
Well, you jumped over a huge chunk that's kind of important, I think.
All right, okay. Right. You tell the story then. Oh, great leader.
Outstanding leader. You're like, who the fuck is that? And I'm like, what, really? Like, you're a redhead. You should know the other redheads, right?
Not American ones.
Whatever. So then two more comments are like, oh, Googled him. Got it. And then there was some other conversation and stuff, and... yeah, the contest was I wanted selfies with some shitty old sunglasses, but like you said, bad idea.
terrible. I got three people entered.
Yeah, that's it.
And I was one of them. With my wonderful selfie.
I said, you said, you're like, my selfie's going to be, I'm going to draw sunglasses on my ball bag. And I go, you should draw Sean White on your ball bag. Like half hour goes by. You're like, you asked for it, cunt. And what did I get?
I posted a picture of my testicles with sunglasses and red hair. And what I forgot to tell you was the black marker was permanent marker. So I had fucking black sunglasses drawn on my balls for fucking days. And you can't scrub them hard because it's going to hurt.
And sadly, no one noticed.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
Or some fucking tranny prostitute went home with a little bizarre, like, not nondescript black mark on her chin.
On her fucking lip. So why didn't I win?
Because your balls are horrendous, first of all.
What? The ginger, what am I meant to do?
No, they're just terrible. I mean, I'm not saying you can do anything about it, I just...
Can you get a boloplasty? Can I have...
Yeah, dude. They have prosthetic ones. You can get them however you want. Like, you want big, you want metal, whatever you want. What do you hate about American people?
That story's not finished. So why didn't I win?
It is finished. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. Why? I should have won or even got a consolation prize.
Actually, to be fair, only you and Miss Tana Marie actually followed the rules of a selfie. So if you can take any consolation in being second, then that's about all I can do for you.
Okay. Right, next question about Americans.
Why do you hate Americans?
I don't hate Americans.
It's not true.
I really like it. You don't understand sarcasm.
What do you mean?
You don't understand. British comedy. Oh, you're such an idiot. British comedy is very, very, very sarcastic, and Americans don't get it.
We think it's dry and like kind of.
Sarcasm is fucking amazing.
Yeah, but you're not even that great at it, though.
I'm fucking amazing at it.
I don't think so.
You fucking. We've had one fucking conversation, and I'm shit at sarcasm. Well, you are really attractive. That was sarcasm. That was sarcasm.
You bastard.
Boom. Boom, 1-0.
You fucking piece of shit.
But generally, Americans are pretty okay.
Okay. How was your week? Like, did you have a nice little regular week? Did anything bugging you? Like, do we need to talk about anything? You know?
My impending suicide, probably.
Why would you... I have way too many friends that joke about that. Like, let's just fucking end it all.
That's funny. Suicide's funny.
I agree.
We're probably going to get fucking... all three of your fucking listeners are probably going to complain about that.
I think it's funny that you think all three listeners are going to make it to the end of this.
If they don't, they fucking... If they made it to the end of that fucking last fucking shitfest podcast, they should be able to get the end of this. I would actually delete that out of the fucking panels of the GFT or GTA. I don't even know what your podcast called. Go from there. That's your podcast.
There you go.
Go from there. What's it? Podbean? Don't go from there.
Stop acting like you don't know where it is and that you love me.
I'm trying to. Cheap block, Trevante. Cheap block.
Oh my god. So. I totally glossed over the whole alcohol thing. How did that happen?
Right.
Oh, because you started talking about Miley Cyrus. That's why.
No, it wasn't. No, you...
What happened?
You missed. Right. There was a big soccer game. My team won, which means they didn't get relegated from the league.
Okay.
So then I went drinking. I wasn't going to drink, but because we won, I was quite excited, and I went out drinking.
So you just do it every once in a while now?
Yeah, it's not every weekend. I just fucking... Every now and again, when I get, like, the mood gets me, or it's my friend's birthday or something, but I don't... Every weekend is... It's not good. It is good, but it's not.
Did something happen?
Do I have to hash this up again, Trevante? I was raped by a gentleman of colour.
too. Do they have those there? See, I'm an American.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm kidding you. Jesus.
All right. See, now I can't fucking grasp sarcasm. And I was having a go at, oh, a go at you.
All right. No, but I had a good basis for being a moron. You're like, no, he's probably being serious. So.
No, I'm never serious. But yeah, I'm sometimes serious.
No, what happened? Did you actually make out with somebody you didn't want to, or?
But when?
What was the thing that made you go like, oh, I gotta back it off?
I don't know. I just
talk to me, Alex. Come on.
I don't know. this isn't a great topic of conversation. I don't know. It was actually just as you see people who do it every weekend, and they just become fucking reprobates. Yeah. They think they're fucking high and glorious, and they're not. It's not. You need a bit of normality and fucking just being happy with not being drunk. Be happy with yourself, Trevante. I'm trying. This is couch. What? This is what? Why are you laughing? I'm trying to be.
It was one of the nicest things that anybody's ever said, but I could just hear it.
This was meant to be a horrible podcast for fucking with swearing and horrible rude jokes, but it's not turned out that way.
Well, no, I quite think we need to be friends, and now we can get on with anybody else and just talk about abortion and
yay, abortion should be legalized and free.
And free. That's a good point. If you ran your own abortion service, how would you go about it?
Kick them in the stomach with a pair of Doc Martens.
I knew you were going to say that. What should we do about President Putin?
There's not a lot you can do. But this is awful political. Oof! I wasn't expecting this. I don't think there's much you can do. Just keep an eye on the situation, and hopefully something happens.
All right. Jesus Christ.
I genuinely think we need to cut that question out of the podcast. That was fucking awful.
That really was terrible. I was trying to lean toward, like, if you were in charge of everything, like, how would things look? And you gave me a complete non-answer. Well, maybe we should, keep an eye on that,
But It was. Let's be honest. It was a fucking horrible quake. We weren't even down that fucking path. That was a fucking curveball.
I don't need to be down a path to fucking change directions. What is this?
Yeah, you need to. You're awful at that. How many shows have you done? You've done about fucking 230 odd shows, and you're still fucking awful at it.
Hey man, if the guest is bad, I can't help it. You know,
the guest is wonderful. The guest is wonderful. Maybe if you don't have two fucking cackling hens like last week, you might be okay. Let's start a fucking podcast war. Let's fucking do it. Let's pick a show or two former guests and go all out war.
I could have had that happen, actually. Let me see what you think about this, okay? There was a little podcast network, not little, I shouldn't say it like that, allradiox.com, okay? And a couple of the shows came up and they, they saw that I was doing okay. We did a couple of cross shows. And then they asked me to be part of the network. And I'm like, I kind of already have like two websites going on. And like, if network ever happens where there's like money and like there's another show to be had, like I'm going to be on top of that pile. I'm not going to do it with somebody else. They brought in the proposal, and they're like, the only thing is, you get live time, you get all this, excuse me, and the only thing we want is $10 a month from you. And I'm like, I already paid to make this thing. Like, I'm not going to pay somebody else just to host it one more place. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. So that was kind of weird. They were like, oh, okay, well, thought it'd be a cool opportunity for you. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I felt about that opportunity for me. Like, maybe.
First question.
What?
First question.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a fucking Jew? $10, that's fucking nothing. If it's going to elevate your podcast, why not do it?
Well, as far as I could tell, like as much as I was looking into it, I couldn't see a real upside to it. That's why. I'm not a cunt that, like, if like, this is a great opportunity, but $10, nah, I don't think so.
For $10, Ravanti, come on. It's not as if they're asking for $100,000. It's $10. We can do one of those fucking Kickstarters.
Yeah.
We need $120 for a year's worth of this bullshit.
So, yeah, so that's, like, I was like, nah, not really. And I kind of not only said no, but said, you know, why? You know, why the fuck would I do that? It was kind of a jerk, you know. Came back around a couple weeks later, and it was not this past season of Walking Dead, but the one before that, before the break. And yeah, they have a podcast on their network that is horror movies and stuff. And I got a message. They're like, hey, we're going live in half an hour with the, you know, Horrors of Horror, whatever the fuck it was called.
And is Jamie not listen? I think Jamie listens to that.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he does.
But
I think he does.
I'm looking at the clock, and it's a Sunday night, and it's 6:30. And I messaged the guy that had asked me about the network thing. I go, hey, bro, you know, if you want people to be checking out all your podcasts, like, why would you put the horror podcast directly up against Walking Dead? And I didn't get an answer, and I was like, oh, he totally took that wrong. So I was like, hey, I didn't mean any disrespect. It was just an observation. I kind of said it weird, you know? And now I'm persona non grata in that world. So I could start a war with them, maybe.
That story was horrible. That's not a basis for a war.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Well, are we going to start a war with fucking this horror fucking thing? Let's start a war with... That was an awful story.
Bailey J?
Yeah, no, we're not starting a war with her. She has lots and lots and lots of listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We need to start small and work our way up with the walls. Let's start a war with this fucking podcast fucking thing. Give me the guy's email address, and I will infiltrate his service.
No, we're not doing that shit.
Oh, my God, give me his Twitter account. We can... On his Facebook account, we can jocktober it. I will personally get some pests. We will jocktober it.
That'd be hilarious. Man, I wish I could get Bailey J on this thing. I've emailed her a bunch of times and no answer. So
this is a fucker cunt.
Help me out.
She blocked me on Twitter.
What? Why?
I don't know. I've been blocked. I probably sent a horrendous fucking message. As I normally do on Twitter.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I probably said that voice, so I want to see your cock. And then she goes, fucking callback, Travante.
But that's
fucking
not
radio.
That's not
radio professional here.
That is good. You're very good at this, and I appreciate that. But she's your favorite. Like, why would you say something horrible to her?
I don't know, because I'm a horrible, messed up human being.
All right,
probably. It's just a little intervention. It's funny for a moment, then it gets quite serious, and then I question my life, and then it gets funny again, then I question my life. Why are you doing this to me, Travante? Why are you making me question myself?
I feel like you've been on a bit of a roller coaster of self-reflection lately. What's up with that?
In the last hour?
Yeah. Why did I hit the go button on this thing?
Yes, yes. What? Hey, I've got an impersonation.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, go for it.
That was your podcast last week. Ah-ba-boom.
You're a fucking asshole!
I can't wait for the fucking backlash from Devon. I cannot wait.
Are you guys friends yet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna react to this, but.
Hopefully, very, very badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
You want to start a war?
Let's start a war. We need to, Travante. We need to elevate this podcast. We either need to go fucking full on offensive, or we need to start a war.
I need to find somebody that I abjectly refuse to see eye to eye with them, and then
me.
I thought it was gonna be you, but I don't know. We made it work.
I'm not that bad, Travante. I'm a nice person. I'm not a nice person. I'm, I don't know what I am. Horribly confused.
All right, here's what we'll close on. As a human being,
human?
As a human being, what's the most horrendous thing you've ever done that you regret?
Oh my, I don't know. Bucket. I actually don't know. That's a fucking. That was that. That this question would require like pre-show help. Pre-show fucking. Just maybe a list, a rundown of questions.
Oh, your publicist has to hear this one first.
Yeah. I don't know. What is horrendous that I've done? Nothing. I've not done anything too bad. I don't think. No. I don't know. I don't know, Trevante. That was also. It was a good question.
It was out of the blue. I know you weren't ready for it.
It was a good question. I like that fucking Putin one. But I am totally drawing a blank. We can't end on that. We cannot end on that fucking epic bomb.
Why did your last relationship not work?
Because I get bored. You know, I get bored of the figuring out I'm actually not nice. that charm, that charm I have was misplaced.
So, do you just drop a bomb on the whole thing, or?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, I just fucking. I have a very unique brand of humor, Trevante, as you know.
Yes, and as everybody knows now.
And I can't keep up that horrible facade of, yes, I'm Mr. Nice Man.
Mr. Nice Man.
Mr. Nice Man, Trebek.
Yeah, we figured out that Bane is just a really awful Sean Connery impression.
But Bane was amazing. Bane is better than the Joker in those films.
I'll go with you on that.
He is. Yes, Batman. World is yours. Gotham City will be destroyed.
See, it's just a bad Sean Connery.
Come on. Trevante, you will die. You never hear Ben laugh. You never hear Ben laugh. I want to hear Ben laugh.
What would he laugh at? What's the kind of thing that would make Bane laugh?
Destruction. Death.
That's true. You think
Robin getting inly raped by Godzilla?
Jesus. I think we've officially gone off the rails, and it's already well over an hour.
Cut out the Putin section, and we'll be fine.
I think I'm going to cut out all but that. I'll be like, you know what? We were supposed to talk for a while, but he was too busy, so we only got like 5 minutes with him.
one question, fucking podcast. We could start that, a one question podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. That's a terrible idea.
Well, it's a hack idea. Also, that's a Sam Roberts thing. Remember. One question that with a guest that we couldn't get or whatever.
But he hasn't done that podcast form.
All right, I guess we could dress it up and just do it. It's fine.
This has ended horribly. It started off so well, Trevante.
It really went off the rails. I apologize.
Yeah, it really did. Fucking.
And I'm not going to edit any of it because I feel like you let me down. So I want people to see that.
People I know are going to listen to this.
Well, at least they hate both of us then.
Genuine people were going to fucking kill this, and I believe the first half hour was so strong.
And we really did come out of the gate big. And
yeah, we hit the gate fucking, and then we just.
Hey, it's all right, man. It's what real friends do. They can just sit and talk about nothing, you know. And I feel like we are real friends now.
Yes, still better than the fucking last week's podcast.
Enough about last week.
No, asshole. People need to download it. Just see it. It's like fucking a Brazilian shit video. You have to watch it to see how long can you listen until you switch it off. I got about 27 minutes and like, no, I'm out.
Well, I appreciate the valiant effort for sure. Are you anywhere except for Facebook and Twitter, sir?
No, where else would I plan it off? Where else would I be?
I don't know, like Tumblr or fucking Snapchat, Tinder, probably.
Tinder, what a fucking awful adventure that is.
Does that happen over there too?
Yeah, it's worldwide. Swipe left or swipe right.
Have you tried it? I know nothing about it.
I downloaded it once and it made no sense. It seemed pretty creepy. you're going to find the person of your dreams by either swiping left or swiping right. That's not good.
Yeah, it seems a little bit like there's a couple pieces missing. Maybe I don't know. So, yeah. Folks, go on Facebook and find my friends licks.
Hey, friends licks.
Alexander Cassidy. Also, go on Twitter if you are so inclined and follow at Cass316, CASS 316.
I bet you any money that I will get no followers from this.
Probably not. You might get a couple though. I have a little bit of reach. So
do you? I thought it was only like maybe 6 people listen to this. I thought it was just a hobby.
It is, but
this is meant to be serious.
Oh, I don't know. At this point, I'm like, it's like, you know, when you kind of start a project and you're like, I could see it almost being done. Why quit now? Or maybe I should just quit and smash it or whatever. I'm kind of in that right there.
Is it close to being done? This is awful.
Maybe.
an exclusive.
Oh, no. We get on this subject every time. So,
all right.
Like when we're done, they're like, why do you do this? And I'm like, I don't really know.
You have skills, not in podcasting, but you have skills.
Okay, so let's do a tease for next time. I don't know when it'll be, but we're going to talk more about trannies. We're going to talk about voiceovers because you have a voiceover talent, and you should be in cartoons.
You've said this to me, and I don't understand why.
Because you say that every American that does a Scottish accent is shite. Don't fucking shush me.
It's
a motherfucker.
Tease. It's a tease for next time. Don't discuss it now. We're teasing them. We're cock teasing Trevanti. Come on, tease those cocks.
Jesus Christ. gofromthere.podbean.com. Go from there on iTunes, and you will know Alexander Cassidy forever now. And
yes,
we're gonna do this.
This will happen.
Yeah.
It will be as bad as ever. We need to structure it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We need topics.
I had topics. We did fine. We got caught up in the creep part, and then we never really got back on track.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing this, man.
Don't worry about it. I've enjoyed it.
Really?
Yes. It's been quite fun.
That's good. I'm going to kill it and hang on, all right?
Okay. Nope.
Thanks, brother.
Find my face to hide in the shake as I take it.